Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him, and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We last time stopped at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Adl. And we are talking very specifically about the point how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding our soul in the Holy Quran by reminding us with His favors and blessings on us. Both kinds, the general favor that applies to everybody and the specific favor that applies only to you as an individual. And this is the catch. How could a book read by everybody address special favors that Allah gave to you and not to everybody else? And we explained how could this happen through Surah Al-Duha, for example. We took Surah Al-Duha as an example. And we ended at this specific point. How Allah is using the pleasures of this life and the properties of this life and the attractions of this life as pieces of a chocolate to talk to you through them. To, as alphabet, A, B, C, to run a dialogue with you. And the believer, through these events, through what is happening, through the daily events, getting sick, recovering from sickness, losing money, earning money, he's always connecting the dots. I did this, so I got that. I did this, so I have that. Allah is telling me, I don't like what you're doing. Fix yourself. Allah has not. Allah wants to hear my voice. I haven't begged Him for so long. He wants to hear me begging and begging from the bottom of my heart. Allah is burning my heart so that when I beg really not like automatic begging. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Making dua without knowing, like just like record tape recording. No, and this time I'm really asking Ya Allah, Ya Allah, because my heart is burning and so forth. These pieces of a chocolate, which are the pleasures and the attractions of life, these pieces of chocolate, Allah is using them to tempt you like a little kid, and then take a little, give a little, you know, wisely, so that you get the message.